Crypto slides on a hawkish Fed as stocks rally on Trump's Iran deal. A hawkish signal from the Federal Reserve pulled crypto lower in early trading on June 18, 2026, even as U.S. equities climbed on news that President Trump had signed a deal with Iran. The divergence was sharp. Stocks rose on the geopolitical relief, while digital assets sold off as traders began pricing in a U.S. interest rate hike before year-end, according to CoinDesk. Bitcoin traded at $63,150 as of June 18, 2026, down 3.1% over 24 hours. Ether fell harder, off 3.6% to $1,129, the selling spread across the majors. Solana dropped 4.0% to $70.91, XRP slid 4.2% to $1.17, and BNB eased 2.8% to $590.95. The fear and greed index sat at 21, squarely in fear territory. The rate hike repricing behind the drop, the trigger was a shift in expectations, not a policy move itself. Markets had spent recent weeks positioned for the Fed to hold or ease. A more hawkish read flipped that. Reuters reported that Wall Street sank on bets the Fed will hike rates this year, a reversal that hit rate-sensitive risk assets first. Crypto is one of the most rate-sensitive corners of the market. Higher policy rates raise the return on holding cash and short-term treasuries, which lowers the relative appeal of assets that pay no yield and carry high volatility. When the cost of money goes up, the speculative end of the risk curve usually gets repriced down. Bitcoin and Ether sit at that end. The equity side told the opposite story for a different reason. Trump's signed Iran deal removed a layer of geopolitical risk that had been hanging over energy markets and global trade. Stocks can absorb a hawkish Fed when the offsetting news is a reduced chance of conflict. Crypto, trading nearly around the clock and dominated by leverage positioning, reacted to the rates signal more than the piece headline. Same headlines, two different markets. The session is a clean example of why macro and crypto do not always move together, even when they share the same news cycle. Equity investors weighed two inputs, a hawkish Fed and a de-escalation in the Middle East, and landed net positive. Crypto traders weighed the same two inputs and landed net negative, because the rates input matters more to assets without cash flows. This is not the first time in 2026 that the Fed has set the tone for digital assets. Crypto had rallied into the central bank's first rate decision under Chair Kevin Warsh, and prices climbed earlier this month when U.S. inflation data came in hot. The June 18th move is the other side of that trade. When the anticipated dovishness fails to show up, positioning unwinds quickly. The Iran deal had also been a crypto catalyst in its own right. Bitcoin had climbed toward $65,700 when an earlier version of the U.S.-Iran agreement reopened the Strait of Hormuz. The signed deal removes more uncertainty, but with the Fed now in the foreground, that relief is showing up in stocks rather than in tokens. The spending angle on a higher rate path for people who fund crypto cards from volatile balances, a session like this is a reminder of timing risk. A 3% to 4% single-day drop across the majors directly shrinks the dollar value of the collateral or balance backing a spend-as-you-go card. Buy groceries by selling Bitcoin at a local low, and you lock in that drawdown. That dynamic is one reason many regular spenders keep their day-to-day funds in dollar-pegged stablecoins rather than in BTC or ETH. A stablecoin balance does not swing with a hawkish Fed, so the amount you can spend tomorrow matches the amount you see today. The trade-off is giving up upside, but for routine purchases, that predictability is usually the point. The story is also U.S.-centric. The Fed sets the cost of dollars, and a 2026 hike would tighten dollar liquidity that flows through the largest card market. Spenders in the United States feel the rate path most directly, both in the value of crypto holdings and in the broader cost of credit that surrounds any card product. None of this is a directional call. Rate expectations can flip again on the next data print, and one hawkish session does not confirm a hike. The point for spenders is narrower. When collateral values move this fast, funding choices and timing matter more than usual.